Yeah, I mean, I think there's no reason why the report can't be published, and it should be published because it's vitally important that the families and also the wider community in Donegal knows that everything has been done to actually make sure that something like this doesn't happen again. And I think that's vitally important. It's about public disclosure, and it's about disclosure of what's actually been done in our names, really, because the HSE, they might dispute this, but they actually work for us, and it's our taxes that pay for them to actually do their work. And you know, and if the guards have a problem with it, and I think that's a fairly big if, I don't know exactly what has been going on with the guards. You would imagine if they were investigating the issue, they would ask to speak to somebody who, either the whistleblower or somebody who knew who the whistleblower was, so that they could investigate the claims. But that hasn't happened. So you know, and if the guards have a problem with it being published, they should take that up with the HSE, and that should be separate and to any publishing of the report that would take place.
Now, a source told the Independent that one of the reasons legal advice is being sought by Gardaí is because they believe the executive summary would not fully reflect the work an Garda Síochána has done on this matter. Now, this does beg two questions. I mean, number one, is it the executive summary or is it the whole report that the HSE is looking to publish? Because I know that both yourself and Minister Anne Rabbitt both favour the publication of the entire report and not just an executive summary. And the other issue is this a suggestion then that Gardaí fear that they will not perhaps come out of the report as well as they would like?
Well, sadly, I don't think they will. And whether it's the executive summary or the full report, I don't think they will come out of it very well. I am aware that the whistleblower reported these issues to the Gardaí back in before I was involved in the case, probably about 2014. I would have to check the exact date. And at that time, the guards were already aware of it. I don't know. I have no evidence of the guards actually having done anything prior to the finalisation of the Brandon report. You know, so sadly, I don't think any of the official agencies come out well out of this report, and that's part of the problem. The HICWA as well have serious problems, serious questions to answer, I think, in relation to this, and because they were aware of all the issues in the Brandon case before the report was published as well. So I think that all the organisations involved in this case have to look at themselves, have to look at what they actually did or didn't do, and see why that didn't happen and make sure it doesn't happen again in the future.